What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Fiercely Altered Perspective podcast.
Also known as the Fat Pod.
Fuck yeah, it's going to be hard to beat.
We'll be keeping stuff moist.
Moist in your memory.
Grody.
Hey, so coming out March 2nd. Ember and I are going to be releasing a whole boatload of episodes, one a day from March 2nd through March 9th. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm Quinn.
And I'm Ember. I was going to say, by the way.
Well, yeah.
We might want to say who we are.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Who we are doesn't really matter.
Right. So, we are going to give you all kinds of information on many different things, ranging from true crime to myths and folklore to mythology to
cannibalisms, cults. We got it all.
Oh, yeah.
You want aliens? We got you.
Oh, yeah. Even down to like extreme sports.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
you want creepy histories? You want...
Oh, yeah.
Just how we haven't managed to kill ourselves off yet.
Right.
You know, and also we're going to be doing sneak peeks for upcoming episodes.
Right.
And to give an example,
mm-hmm.
I have one right here.
Okay.
And one of the sneak peeks for the upcoming episodes that will probably air between March 2nd and March 9th
mm-hmm.
is, I was born into fame and wealth. You know my name and my family legacy. However, my life was never destined to follow in the footsteps of my father or his father before him. Mine was for adventure and to satisfy my own sick curiosities. I will help lead an exploration to give supplies to a man who was cut off during a revolt. We will travel into the dark heart of Africa. There, I will pay to watch a child be murdered and eaten. I will never be brought to justice for my crimes, and my family will pay to cover up what I did. Many decades after my death, a famous author and journalist, M. McLaughlin, will say, which isn't related to me, but holds significance to my case. Chief reason for drinking is the desire to behave a certain way and to be able to blame it on the alcohol. Who am I?
I know.
If you can guess who, I'll type it up and put it in the show notes as well.
Right.
If you guess who before, you're going to get mad props.
Oh, yeah. You'll get you a shout out on the next week's episode.
Plus, you'll get to know who it gives people who like to do a little bit of
their own sleuthing.
Mm-hmm. Their own little armchair investigation.
Yeah.
They can do that. So those are the kind of things that we will be doing after we release and after we drop our big batch of episodes for
right,
you.
Right.
Then we're going to jump right into a very, very big case that is not well known by anybody, really.
Right.
And we're not sure how many parts it's going to be, but it's going to be incredibly interesting.
Oh, yeah. So with that said, we're not just going to be doing American stuff.
No.
No. Nope. Our big one that we're starting off with at the end of our first week.
Yes.
Happens to do with our friends down under.
Right in Australia.
Right. So with that, we have got a really good crew that we're all working together and running things past each other. And we have some of them are from here in the States. Some of them are from Australia. And we appreciate all of their help, all of their info, and all of their insights.
Yes, especially with our first big case that we're coming out with, because I've realized the differences in communications I've had to ask before. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, because I want to make sure that we're getting this correct.
Right. And the the terms and the slangs are so, like, there's some that are universal, and then there are some that nope.
I will say that I love the way that Australians talk, though.
Oh, yeah. So here's my little question for you. Mm-hmm. If you're not from Australia, what is Macca's?
Macca's.
Mm-hmm. So.
I love going there.
Me too.
I'm not even going to apologize for it.
Nope. So, well, we are looking forward for this. We are really excited about this, and we really hope that you guys are as well.
Yes. Also, just so you guys are aware, I am super, super into true crime. That's my jam. That's what I get into.
Right.
I love hearing about that. But with that, we both like to also go into like folklore.
And oh, yeah.
We'll watch pretty much anything that has to do with Vikings or what was that? We were watching that one documentary not too long ago and they were doing they were looking at the ground through the satellite stuff and they were able to see like how.
Oh, the Viking.
Yeah.
Housing and stuff like that. Yeah. They could actually see the outlying from the overgrowth and stuff like that, the outlying foundations.
Yeah, it was some sort of new technology that they have where they could take the satellite images and it goes deeper and they could find out, okay, you can see that here there was a disturbance in the ground forever ago. And with that, they were actually able to uncover like one of their big Viking houses.
Yep.
And so that was super cool. So we'll be talking about different things like that. Like vampires, the history of vampires, what we know of them now versus how they originated.
Right. And especially like with the whole vampire deal, that covers myths and folklore, that covers true crime, that covers urban legends,
covers history.
Oh yeah, conspiracy theories, that everything. So.
And I love when a story or a case can encompass so many different things in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we chose our first big true crime case that we're coming out with at, you know, around March 9th. It has group killings. It has serial killings. It has cults. It has cannibalism.
Mm-hmm.
It has grooming. It has hate crime.
Oh, yeah.
It has almost everything.
Right. So with that said, be aware.
Yes.
We cover dark, disgusting, vile, dirty, nasty things. Some people might find themselves triggered or upset or something along the lines of that. These are not our opinions. This is what we have found.
Mm-hmm.
We will have times where we throw in our own two cents and this, that, and the other. And
well, it's our perspectives on things.
Right. And with that said, exactly what Ember just said, my perspective is different than her perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Her perspective will be different than your perspective. That's what makes us fun. Mm-hmm. And saying us, that makes us means the world is nobody looks at the exact same thing with the exact same set of eyes.
No. And so what we want from listeners is to also join us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all at the Fap Pod. And then we also have a Facebook group called the Fap Lounge.
Right.
And in there is where we're probably going to host the most as far as after an episode releases. We want to do things like, what's your perspective? And we want to hear what you guys thought about the case that we covered, extra stories, you know, that may be interesting or something personal connection. And then probably we might read through all those and then we might say some of them on the show.
Right.
Just as a kind of like a little mini recap.
Sure. And with that, if you guys would like to hear a little bit more before we do release, we have a couple of little snippets out there on Patreon.
Yes.
So please feel free to go and listen to them.
They are completely free.
If you would like to contribute to Patreon, we would greatly appreciate that. However, we will never, ever ask you to be a Patreon. If you would like to be, we invite you to be.
And we'll give you some bonuses along the way.
Oh, yeah. And there's multiple tiers in there, and that's totally up to you. Mm-hmm. But
when it comes back to covering any of the material that we're going to cover, unless we're covering something fun or, you know, I found that one book, this one that you bought for me. The Thing at the Foot of the Bed and Other Scary Tales. It's
right.
Basically like another scary stories to tell in the dark.
Hell yeah.
So we might have to have a night of one of those.
Well, yeah.
But we want you to be uncomfortable. I want you to be triggered in some sort of way.
Oh, no,
not in a bad way or be mad at us. But once you're so upset at the things that you're hearing, it means that you care.
Oh, yeah.
About it. I want you to be uncomfortable. I want you to cry at certain points. I want you to laugh at certain points.
So with that said, coming up the week of my birthday in the middle of May, we have an episode coming that there has been many a tear shed by Ember. There has been many a tear shed by me. Mm-hmm. It is a heavy, heavy episode. Mm-hmm. With that said, we will do what we can to bring light to it, to bring it to where you guys see it from what we found, getting it to where we can get it to you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But
exactly.
It's a heavy, heavy episode. And there's going to be lots of episodes in here that are heavy, heavy episodes. But there's also going to be a bunch that are lighthearted and happy-go-lucky. And one of the Patreon ones that we did was on a documentary that we watched on Netflix that left both of us sitting there going, what?
Right.
What? Ember went into, holy shit, it's time travel.
It's totally time travel.
And I looked at it and went, oh my God, this could like seriously be some kind of alien shit. Uh-huh. Like for real, because, oh, wow. And then we found out the truth.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know about what that documentary was, you got to pop on over to Patreon to see it.
It's all free, bitches.
But that's another thing that we'll do. And we want to hear from listeners. We want to be able to tell your stories.
Oh, yeah.
Anything from explain to us one of your nightmares to, you know, your own conspiracy theories, your own alien story, your own true crime story, whatever.
Right, your own interaction story.
Mm-hmm. And anything and everything.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is. If you have an alien story to tell us or a UFO story to tell us, let's hear it. If you have a surviving domestic violence case, mm-hmm. please feel free to do this or, you know, to get in touch with us. One thing that we do want to do is we want to bring awareness to certain causes.
Yes.
We want this to be bigger than us. We want this to take off to where we can help out in certain cases, in certain stances, with certain avenues to help with victims of domestic violence, mm-hmm. to help bring light to or conversation to certain different topics and subjects that are, for lack of a better phrase, the macabre, mm-hmm. that people don't like to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Or even, for instance, Topeka, Kansas,
mm-hmm.
2011,
mm-hmm.
when they were trying to save money.
Uh-huh.
What's the best way to save money?
Well, if you live in Topeka, Kansas, it is to not fund trials in domestic violence cases.
So they dropped a lot of domestic violence laws, so then they didn't have to charge people because they thought that that was going to help save them money.
Right.
So they were in a debt crisis.
Right. So what? there's that little bit of knowledge for you.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, that's one of the episodes that we'll be coming up with is stupid laws.
Stupid laws in America.
In America. Stupid laws, outdated laws, unbelievable laws. Like
laws that make you go, what?
Right. Did you know that in the state of Oklahoma, it is illegal to get a fish drunk?
Mm-mm, I did not.
Well, now you do.
Did you know that in the state of Utah, you can marry your first cousin, but only if you guys are both over the age of 65?
Oh, I did not.
Now you do.
All right.
Fun facts.
All right.
So, just random little things like that. Also, when we are covering dark subjects, for anybody who doesn't know me, a lot of people don't know you, of course.
Right.
However, when I get really uncomfortable and I'm hearing things that hurt my soul on a profound level, my brain is immediately like, say the worst inappropriate thing you can.
Right.
Turn this into a joke because it's getting way too deep.
Right.
And if I focus way too deep on what is going on, I'm going to be really, really sad. I'm going to cry a bunch. So say something weird, like, I like tomatoes in my shirt. Okay.
Right. And for those that don't know, this is Ember's second podcast. This is my first. So
we're popping your cherry.
By God. I helped out on the first one a couple of times.
That you did.
Yep. And I will give lots of shout outs to lots of different people.
Mm-hmm.
There has been an abundance of help from many, many other podcasters. Getting us to where we are right now.
That is my favorite thing about podcasting. After I left the first podcast, I could probably not be on a podcast and be okay. I love researching. That's my favorite part. I love learning. However, what I love most about podcasting is the podcast community that you get to be a part of.
Right.
So
I will also add... Totally different subject. You guys will hear us say tonight we're talking about so tonight. Let us explain that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've got three little boys.
Yes.
In order for us to get this to go and to move forward, I also work full time. And when I say full time, I average in most cases, between 12 and 14 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Correct.
And Ember averages 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 7 days a week.
But I don't have to wear pants, so really, right. It's not too bad.
Right.
I accept. So
we wait until our boys are asleep and
we do that for you guys.
Right. So that we can sit down and we can focus and you don't hear three screaming banshees running around the house, banging pots and pans, squealing like stuck pigs.
If there is a child awake, it is not quiet in this house.
No.
Not for a second. Even now, I'm sure it will be picked up. The demon cat outside.
Yes.
Squealing the songs of his people.
Yes, because he is not in here getting his loves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you will hear us say tonight or, you know, there might be a couple of times where we're like, oh, man, okay, I need a cup of coffee.
Right. But, man, I hope you guys are excited about this as we are because I am pumped as gas.
And hopefully by the time we are fully out, we will be on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or any of the other podcast apps that you prefer. Our hosting site will be Podbean.
Yep.
But we want to be everywhere.
Oh, yeah. So just know that we are looking forward to getting this off the ground, getting you guys lots of episodes so you guys can get on the page with us. And we are looking forward to sharing more with you in the coming weeks.
Yes.
Thanks for your time.
Goodbye.